Extra Naughty.
Hello and welcome to Feeling Naughty. Now, in our last episode, we discussed Naughty's fashion, but we are very excited to share with you our very first episode of Extra Naughty. What is Extra Naughty, I hear you say? Well, in these short but sweet episodes, we invite some of our close friends to chip in with their own experiences of the decade, starting with this week's topic, Naughty's fashion. So let's join Ross, Matty, Mark, Steve and Dean as they discuss their most memorable fashion choices of the decade. So I'm going to start with Ross. You've worn fashion, some bad clothes. Go.
I'm not going to say this is good or bad. I'm going to let you decide, okay? I can remember thinking I was an absolute boy because I wore wide-cut black jeans with a chain from the middle of my waist to my wallet that was in my pocket. I had no money in it, but I had it in my pocket anyway, and a flame shirt whilst wearing total 90 Astros, never playing football in my life.
If I had to picture you, I never knew you as growing up, but I always remember, because there was two of you basically, weren't there?
Yes, yeah.
Ross is a twin.
Not there was double of them. But I always remember one. The only thing I remember, because I used to like hang out, like you and Mark lived in a similar place, right? And
the Shire.
And I always remember you being in a flame shirt. That's the only memory I've got you as a child.
I used to wear.
You must have worn it all the time.
It was a flip between a flame shirt, which I don't know why I thought was cool, and a Reading shirt, even though I didn't support Reading. So it was one of the two. It was a long sleeve Reading shirt or a flame shirt. So,
flame shirts, they were the worst.
Anyway, Matty, seeing as you chimed in, you can go with a good fashion choice or a bad fashion choice.
I reckon you wore a vest.
Something that reminds
something. You think or you know.
I wore a vest if the shirt was too small to do up.
Go on, mate.
Well, I was going to say, wearing a waistcoat in a night out, I thought it was a bit... The waistcoat would never do up because it got so small, but I couldn't bear to let it go.
Have you still got this thing?
And one girl pointed it out. She tried to like pull it across my chest. She's like, this doesn't even do up.
Your go-to was a waistcoat, was it?
Sorry to jump in.
Yeah, waistcoat and a plain t-shirt, yeah.
We're all of the same age as well, aren't we, to wear cardigans on a night out?
Oh, I loved a cardigan, man.
Don't quite know when it happened, but we all hit a stage where a cardigan buttoned up, V-neck with the white T-shirt underneath was like the thing to wear.
I'm not going to lie to you. I remember once when I was at uni, it's probably first, second week of uni, I had tracksuit bottoms on, a grey cardigan and a deep white V-neck and a silver chain, and I thought... This is my fashion peak. I have nailed this look. And then I found a photo of it the other day and I looked back and I thought,
you got the crack.
They weren't called cardigans. They were called mandigans.
Mandigans. They were mandigans.
You had a chain on as well, Bloomy.
Pardon?
I had a chain.
My girlfriend at the time bought me dog tags.
I had a dog tag.
Yeah.
I was in the army and I was going to die so they could take my
Rach
dog tag with them.
Tag as well.
Yeah, it's like I die and someone go, what, Bloomy was here?
Give that to his
from River Island.
Yeah. They didn't have your name on it.
Mine had my name on it.
Some random name,
out, so when the person that sparked you out just took your dog tag.
What is it? Metal Gear Solid?
Right. I remember having a gold chain and some bloke touched it at McDonald's while I was like stood in the queue. My dad bought it a year before and I pawned it that next day, I think. But I ain't getting mugged for this.
was that for your bedside table or?
Right, I'm excited for the next one. Mark, come on, come at us.
Well, I don't know about you. I don't know if you guys know this, but I kind of went under the radar on the fashion stakes.
When?
What?
I fashion genius that never got appreciated. So I'm going to go away from the norm. And I'm going to go for a couple. I'm going to go for a couple. The first one was...
A couple?
Great this great shirt. It went in the annals of history. It was fluorescent green Manchester.
God, not that shirt.
It was early. It defined the noises at the start. At the start. So we're talking early 2000s. That top, when I put that on, I was like Lionel Messi. You know, I'll be doing all sorts of bits. But you know what? I'm going to go one more, and I'm going to stay away from the obvious. I'm going to go for a different one. I'm going to go for the old. I used to always wear a shirt underneath a jumper, but it'd be a white shirt and a really dark jumper, and I look like Harry Hill.
What, you mean you're bald?
But what was worse, I used to accompany this look with white loafers. Who remembers the white loafers?
You look like a fucking magician. You had white loafers. You look like a white mouse.
Where did you even get them from?
Morrison's meat counter. That's where you're wearing
suit. I love them. I absolutely love those. I was getting leather protection kits. I was like, these are lasting for as long as they can. I was painting them white, those. A couple of times, I accessorized them with the white belt. Who remembers the white belt?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll be honest, I turned up my first day at work with a white belt on and earrings, and I got absolutely abused.
I didn't know why you didn't get sacked.
Oh, mate, I got absolutely abused for that. Yeah.
I went to my sixth form prom with a white tie, white belt, white loafers.
That's bad times, Mark. That's bad times.
So now that United t-shirt, Mark, your mum had some washing machine. I remember we did Klingsmans and in the mud. The next day you had it on brand spanking new. I was like, how the hell is that?
It was always so fluorescent.
So how'd you do that?
A dash of asbestos in the washing machine.
Dad's works wonders.
Going on.
Basically bathed in mud and like, bam.
Yeah, the next day, be there gleaming. Like, how?
I've got to mark now in a white tie, white belt, white shoes.
Who have we got left? Steve.
There's one clear, obvious one for me, and it was ropey when I was probably about 13 playing football. It's probably 3/4 length trousers.
Oh, mate, what was the point? Literally, what was the point? Wear shorts.
Abby does 3/4 lengths.
Stupidly had white ones as well.
Yeah. It was even worse when you used to have the ones that used to unzip so they become shorts.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love them.
Dean, I remember you having a lot of white 3/4 lengths.
Yeah, that was the one pair of whites that used to have, they were like tracksuit bottoms. You could zip off the bottoms into 3/4 lengths.
Yeah.
They were awful. But every time down the Astro, 3/4 lengths. Yeah.
So that's it for our first episode of Extra Naughty. And don't worry, the Extra Naughty boys will be back in the coming weeks and months to discuss everything that made the decade great and not so great. And if you haven't already, please go back and listen to the full fashion episode of Feeling Naughty. And once again, thanks for listening. Cheers.